Bernie and Jamie Lillis are on their way to join up with John Lillis, the 23-year-old man who was on the U.S. aerial ski team. His father says John has been dreaming of being an Olympian since he was a little boy and starting to train at Bristol Mountain. Bernie Lillis says the family is honored by the kind of support they've received from the greater Rochester area, everything from GoFundMe pages set up to help with travel expenses to little notes and letters offering prayers and wishes of good luck.
I think anything you work hard for and it actually happens, and I'm only a small part of it, but it's a great satisfaction to do that. And I don't even know what to expect when I get there, but I'm sure it's going to be beyond our wildest imagination.
John Lillis is part of a competitive skiing family. His 19-year-old brother Chris was on track to qualify for the Olympics as well before he suffered a knee injury. The Lillis family has had to deal with tragedy also after another son, Michael, also a skier, died in his sleep last fall. At the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in South Korea, John Lillis wore a pendant containing some of Mikey's ashes. Bernie Lillis says his son Chris helped put things in perspective on what this Olympics means for their family.
It's really kind of a closing for a lot of things that have happened within our family, good and bad, and then also a new beginning beyond that. And so we're really looking forward towards and celebrating it, you know, in Pyeongchang, and then the opportunities and things that go beyond that.
Lillis is hoping for success for his son in South Korea, and after that he expects John to continue to set goals, whether it be to set a course for the 2022 Olympics in China or whatever else life brings. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.